When she was growing up, her father helped her obtain 14 passports from several different countries. Harlequins acquired the birth certificates of people who had died in car accidents, then used the certificates to apply for legal identification. Unfortunately, most of these fake documents had become obsolete now that the government was gathering biometric information, face scans, iris patterns, and fingerprints, then placing the information on a digital chip attached to each citizen's passport or national ID. When the chip was read by a scanner, the data was compared with the information stored on Britain's National Identity Register. On international flights to America, the passport data had to match the iris and fingerprint scans taken at the airport. Both Australia and the United States were beginning to issue biometric passports with data chips embedded in their covers. These documents could simply be waved past a sensor at an airport checkpoint. The new passports were convenient for immigration officials, but they also gave the tabula a powerful tool for hunting down their enemies. A machine called a skimmer could actually read a passport inside someone's coat pocket or purse. Skimmers could be installed in elevators or bus stops, any location where people lingered for a brief amount of time. When a citizen was scratching himself and thinking about lunch, the skimmer was secretly reading all the data on his passport chip. This new technology forced Maya to rely on three facer passports that matched three different versions of her biometric data. It was still possible to fool the vast machine, but you had to be clever and resourceful. The first thing to disguise was your appearance. Recognition systems focused on the nodal points that comprised each unique human face. The computer analyzed a person's nodal points.